Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the program. Why is this a thing now? The New York Mets are not going to host a Jewish Heritage Night at all during the 2026 season, according to their official promo calendar. A lot of people's, because apparently that city has the largest Jewish population outside of Israel. And they said that they've got all kinds of identity, other identity-based events. They have, Italian Night, Puerto Rican Night, Japanese Night, Korean Night, Irish Night, Dominican Night, various Mexican Nights, Black Legacy, Pride, all kinds of stuff. But apparently that's one they always had and now they're not. Why? And they've been doing it for years now, but now apparently they're not doing it anymore. I'm curious as to why. They said that they're excluding it. I don't know why. They have their full calendar of heritage and identity celebrations, but they dropped that one. So I don't know. Are they doing Heritage Night? First off, why are there Heritage Nights? I mean, do it. If you're going to do, you can't just do one. You got to do everybody. If it's like a big public thing, otherwise you're going to just get yourself in trouble. You know what I mean? Why drop any of that? It doesn't make sense. Kane? Oh, I mean, you know why, obviously.
Well, sure, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism going around these days. Hmm. But are there, like, if they looked at the data and they said, you know what, the makeup of all of our fans, none of them are Jewish. So maybe we shouldn't be, marketing to Jewish people.
How much of this has to do with Zoran Mandani?
Oh.
And then, I'm just curious. I mean, he's not just a Muslim mayor, he's an Islamist. Yeah. He's an Islamist. Yeah. He's an Islamist mayor. So, and his wife's Islamist. That's a big deal. And he's also, so here's the other thing I was reading. I didn't have this on the rundown. Speaking of New York, even if I were a billionaire, I wouldn't be going to the Met Gala because it's just not my jam. But that's the Met Gala. They do this big thing for the Metropolitan Museum, you know, the big museum thing that they do up there. And Anna Wintour, who is the editor of Vogue, she runs it. She chairs it. She's not even really the editor of Vogue anymore, and she still runs it. So you always have these celebrities that join, that chair the board, and they determine the theme, and they basically organize. They hire people to organize and implement this thing. So this year, the whole Met Gala, and the Met Gala is like, it used to be considered one of the hardest invitations to anything that you would ever get. Because Anna Wintour has to like you or you don't get invited. And it's very, like when they first had one of the Kardashians go there, everybody was, apoplectic over it. It's a bunch of fashion snobs. You know, sometimes the themes are interesting and the costuming is interesting to look at, but that's about it. So anyway, Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren, are apparently funding the whole thing this year. And so all of the communists that are in New York are up in arms about it. So they've been putting up posters everywhere all over New York. They're boycotting what they're calling the Billionaire Met Gala. You do realize that you're just switching out your billionaires, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know that you've had billionaires that have bankrolled this thing before. So, but now they're only mad because it's Jeff Bezos. And there's no consistency, but they keep saying that they're going to go and humiliate them and all this stuff. And the reason why I find it so stupid and ridiculous is because they've never objected before. And again, you've had multimillionaires and billionaires that have bankrolled this event before. But now, just because it's Bezos doing it, now they're upset over it and now they're going to boycott it. Shut up. No one cares about your dirty Toms of Maine, stinky backsides. Nobody cares. Honestly, I'm so done with this stuff. So he's, I don't care. I think it's hysterical. I think it's hysterical that a guy who started in his parents' garage and built a company and then married, I'm sure they love each other, but she's his trophy wife. Well, let's be real. Married a trophy is now bankrolling the Met. it's hysterical to me because these people, for as much as commies act like they are against all of this stuff, they are the most protected when it comes to inherited wealth. They really are. If you look at all of the people that are the most vocal about this, especially if they're wealthy, they inherited all of it. They are they're the protected inherited wealth people. They're not really commies. It's just, it's so goofy. But they are, they're mad. And so here's the other thing. So Zohran Mamdani, for the first time, I can't remember how many years, for the first time in, I think, decades, maybe more than that, he and his wife, his crappy artist wife, have you seen her art? I can draw that. I literally can do exactly what she does. Not kidding you. I feel like for charity, maybe I should draw like portraits of people to show you how horrible I am without even trying. The more I try, the worse it gets. She can have it. It's horrible. I can't even trace things well. Anyway, so he's not going. He's not going to the Met Gala. And some of the well-heeled Democrats in New York are going, wait, what? Like everybody, de Blasio went. What's his face? Eric, what's his face? The guy before he went.
Adams.
Yeah, he had a dumb gun control tux on. Like the back of it was like something about gun violence, whatever. They've always gone. All the mayors have gone and they dress the part because there's a theme every year and your outfit's supposed to fit the theme. And they've always participated. Mamdani's not going because, you know, it would be kind of, I'm sure he wants to go because they seek out this limelight. I've seen him in different photos, like his wife is in Manolo's and he's wearing like a Gucci scarf, you know, like the Nouveau Riche outfit. They're not going. And then he announces this, cut 17, which I find so ironic because he literally himself, what did I tell you about inherited wealth? That's who he is. He's never worked in the private sector ever. He's now mayor of the largest city in the United States and like one of like the biggest cities in the world. He has no idea how, he's economically illiterate. All of his wealth is inherited, like completely contrary to his communist beliefs. And then he does stuff like this, cut 17. So stupid.
When I ran for mayor, I said I was going to tax the rich. Well, today, we're taxing the rich. I'm thrilled to announce we've secured a pied-à-terre tax, the first in New York's history. This is an annual fee on luxury properties worth more than $5 million, whose owners do not live full-time in the city. Like for this penthouse, which hedge fund CEO Ken Griffin bought for $238 million. This pied-à-terre tax is specifically designed for the richest of the rich,
those who
store their wealth in New York City real estate, but who don't actually live here. But even so, they're able to reap the huge financial rewards of owning property in, dare I say, the greatest city in the world.
And most actually, of the time, they act like these are like second vacation homes. The pied-à-terre, normally it's like a smaller apartment for people who have to work in the city or have to go up there and then they have their other house elsewhere. It's like a small apartment. I mean, if you look at it, it's like the average living size. He uses the most egregious examples of like ridiculously billionaire people who have like penthouses and then they have, mansions in the Hamptons elsewhere. But that's usually it's like a condo or it's something to that. It's a hell of a lot smaller than, you know, what he's trying to intimate here. He's going to further drive everybody out. You're really going to drive out people if you're doing that. It's very, everybody that I know who works in New York, nobody lives there. I know only two people that have what you would call a pied-à-terre, where it's a small apartment. One is a couple that she works works in a U.S. attorney's office. He's a finance guy and they live out in Jersey and they go in and whenever they're working late or whatever, sometimes both of them will stay there and the kids will stay with the grandparents in Jersey or the wife stays there, the husband stays there because public transit, you know, if you're getting the last train out, you know, that's like, 5 or 6 o'clock, whatever. That's who they're targeting. That's who's going to be affected by this. But he gives these weird examples of just like the big super rich billionaires, which is so stupid. But, you know, now it makes sense. But he is one of those guys. He is in that protected wealth class, all of that inherited wealth. Remember, he was going to try to become a rapper. His rapping, his musical artistry was about as good as his wife's artistic skill, meaning it wasn't. But speaking of Anna Wintour, she was talking about his wife, Rama, and saying, oh, she wears a lot of vintage. I don't get her whole, her style. She had like a French bob and then she wears like, I don't know, her. Sure, if you want to try to ingratiate yourself with communists in New York, I guess you're going to lie about that stuff, but whatever. Also, a couple of other things here. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about the left going at Secor because he was given this. He was quoting Jules from Pulp Fiction. It was Ezekiel 25:17. Well, did you know, and this is what's interesting, that that was given to him by the lead mission planner of this op, of the rescue op. And apparently that lead rescue planner recited that line from Pulp Fiction before the team, right before they commenced, you know, executing this operation. And that's what he was explaining, by the way, prior to the beginning of that soundbite that we had played. Secor had mentioned that. So they're attacking him because the lead planner read a motivational quote that was an addition. It was based, it was a throwback to a 1963 samurai film, the monologue in this film, or 73, sorry. And that combined with Ezekiel 25:17, that's the quote that Jules gave. They read that as an inspirational, like final word to the team before they went and rescued this pilot. And Secor's being attacked for it by the Russian media. So if you're reposting that attack on Secor, you're reposting Russian propaganda because that came from the Kremlin through their mouthpiece, RT, which stands for Russia Today. That was the first entity that began spinning this narrative. And so all of the people who are in the woke Reich, who love themselves some commies, and all of the people who have TDS are parroting that. So if you see people parroting that, even if they're on the right, they're promoting legitimate Russian propaganda. Our friends at Noble Gold, but you have to say it, Noble Gold Investments. And Noble Gold, they are a very trustworthy guide that will walk you through everything about diversifying your savings and getting precious metals to hedge any uncertainty. Because, hi, we've all seen the headlines. We've seen the uncertainty. You've seen the geopolitical tensions. That's why currency is weak and uncertainty rises and everybody turns to gold and silver just as they have as a safe haven for thousands of years. So Noble Gold Investments, they help protect your savings with physical metals. They've done it for a decade. Total transparency. There's no pressure, no hidden fees. They're very clear explanations, very customer first focus. They're all about helping you make an informed decision, not meet a sales quota. And their experience matters for retirement savings. That's, you want someone who's proven themselves to be trustworthy. So give Noble Gold Investments a try. If you want to see how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download their free wealth protection kit only at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Too fast, Trevor, too fast!
Here at The Zebra, research shows people would rather teach their kids to drive than search for auto and home insurance.
I know what I'm doing, Mom.
Or attend a corporate team building workshop.
Go team! Feel that synergy!
Or be regaled by Uncle Frank's conspiracy theories.
They're listening to us right now.
That's why The Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. We do the searching, you do the saving.
Shh, they're here.
So one of my favorite film directors is Quentin Tarantino. I love, there's not a Tarantino movie that I dislike. In fact, I think, I mean, his dialogue is great. I think Death Proof is probably the best chick flick that's ever been made. Kurt Russell's in it. It's a great movie. I mean, I'll forgive Rosario Dawson for being in it, but Zoe Bell is a fantastic stunt woman and does this crazy stunt. And it's such a great film. But he's a very innovative director. I was in high school when Pulp Fiction came out, and everybody was about Pulp Fiction. We were all about that soundtrack, everything, because it was a good soundtrack. And I particularly enjoy how he said in one interview, Tarantino said that he will write a scene to a song. He gets that song in his head. That he's very specific. Similarly to Wes Anderson, how he's very specific with his song choices. So why do I bring this up? Because the media is being absolutely stupid about sec war. It is one of the dumbest things. This came from the Russians. Whenever I see a conservative, unironically, repost RT, which stands for Russia Today, which is a news outlet that was founded and funded still to this day by the Kremlin. Every time you do that, one of the founding fathers rolls in their graves. You know that? I would say that they died, but they're already dead. They roll in their grave. So RT decided they were going to spin up this thing. They're accusing SecWar of being stupid and thinking that the verbatim quote from Jules, and I've seen this movie more times than I can count. I can literally quote it. So it's at the end, because remember, it's in reverse order. Pulp Fiction. It starts from the end and goes to the beginning, right? And that's how, I mean, the scene in the diner is actually how the movie starts, kind of. And he's in the diner, and you got Ringo in there, and you got the other chick, who's a great actress. Vincent Vega uses the restroom, and Jules is sitting there at the booth, and that's when they decide, you know, they're going to have this. They're going to do a holdup in this restaurant. But that's when Jules points a gun at him, and he's like, you're going to get back into that bag, and you're going to get my wallet. And he's like, what wallet is it? And he's like, it's the one that I can't say what it says on it. And then he tries to tell him that he's having kind of a change in heart, because a little earlier in that day, he was at the, he was at an apartment and a guy shot at him. And by some miracle, Jules believes that God saved him. So Jules was really convicted in that moment. And they change clothes because, remember, they accidentally shoot the guy in the car, all this stuff. They change clothes. Anyway, they're at this diner. They're at the diner. And he's in there in his goofy T-shirt, Quentin Tarantino's, his character's T-shirt in the film. The wolf had come in and saved him already. And he's been having this change of heart. You know, he's kind of wanting to get out of the business, right? He doesn't want to work for Marcellus Wallace anymore. He's kind of having a change of heart. And all of this is upon him as Ringo decides to get froggy in this diner. Jules is sitting across from him, and he's warning him. And he's like, my favorite line was, I'm trying really hard, Ringo. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd. You hear me quote that all the time. I love that scene, because that scene is somebody who is a man who has been violent and has chosen violence. And he is now considering to choose against violence, which is the definition of truly peaceful. Because there's a difference between peaceful and harmless. Harmless is exhibited by Ringo. Ringo is actually too ineffective and too weak and too milquetoast to do anything. But then you have Jules, a man who is actually capable of carrying out great violence. And he is choosing. He does not want to do that. And he recognizes that maybe he is kept on this world to use his power, not for violence, but maybe to be a good shepherd. And that's why he tells Ringo, I'm trying so hard to be the shepherd. And my gosh, it is one of the most beautiful scenes in all of cinema. I love it. So I'm very involved in that scene. So SecWar, when he was talking about going and saving that downed pilot, he quoted, and it's Ezekiel 25:17. Now, in the movie, it is very clear that Jules has taken some liberty with Ezekiel 25:17, Kane, as you know. Yeah. And you know this when you're watching it. He's taken some liberty. And that's, you know, normally not a big deal because it's a movie in there and he's trying to figure this stuff out. Hegseth, when he was talking about this downed aviator and what America would do to save one, he pays homage to that scene and he quotes it. He even said it was a riff, and that's what he did say on 25:17, Ezekiel 25:17. He even said, and that verse is about the declaration of divine vengeance from the Lord. And that's against the Philistines, which, by the way, is where the word Palestine comes from. And that was the Greeks, that was the Jews' enemy. And it was Hadrian, the Roman emperor, who decided to name that land spitefully after the Philistines, later Palestinia, as a insult to the Jews after the Second Judean Uprising. And it says, I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know I am the Lord, and I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Now, he takes some homage in the movie. Jules does. So Hegseth, you know, he's quoting, he's talking about this downed aviator, and he decides he's going to quote this. This is cut five. Listen to what he says here.
Reflect Ezekiel 25:17. So the prayer is Sesar 25:17, and it reads, and pray with me, please. The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of camaraderie and duty, shepherd the lost through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Now, see, he's changed the word righteous man to aviator, right? He's changed that. I mean, that's not the original passage. 25:17 is, I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. And that's what he's talking about. And he's getting into all of this. And clearly, Secwar here, he says aviator. You know that he's just kind of paying homage to it. But so the Russians are like, oh my gosh, stupid Secwar. He doesn't even know. Oh my gosh, can you believe Secwar? Now, even in Jules in the movie, when he's quoting 25:17, he's actually citing somewhere else earlier when he talks about the path of the righteous man. And then he gets into it when he quotes the actual verse is when he changes his voice and he becomes very dramatic when he actually quotes that line from scripture. So these people who are criticizing this, they don't know they're Tarantino, number one. And they're trying to be quite literal. Clearly, Secwar knows that they're not talking about aviation and aviators in the Bible verse. He's just saying it to illustrate a point. And all of these literalists out there, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. But you know what they end up doing? They end up showing their own ignorance. They're betraying their own ignorance by not knowing the context. If you're going to criticize someone, make it legitimate. Make it a legitimate criticism. Don't try to pull something out of your backside and pull something over on us simultaneously. I watched too much Tarantino too many times to know to fall for that nonsense. Shut up. These stupid people, of all the things, you got Islamists killing Christians in Nigeria. Secwar, he quoted Pulp Fiction and he actually believes it's Ezekiel 25:17. Well, clearly he doesn't. That's not what he was doing. Y'all know that, but they're playing dumb for a reason. Man, they really hate Secwar. They really, really hate him. But part of, by the way, from that, if you know Tarantino, it comes from, watched a lot of Japanese martial arts movies. Part of that quote came from one of these old movies from like the early 70s. So he, as a way to pay homage to a specific scene, I can't remember the name of it, but it was this Japanese like samurai martial arts movie. And it was from like the early 70s. And Tarantino was lifting a line from that as a way to call back to that scene. That's a deep dive, like way flip side cut. That's a B-side deep dive. You really have to know. I love Westerns, I love martial arts, and I love manga and anime. So I know, and spaghetti Westerns. I've seen every Western, I think pretty much it's been made. We're in the middle of Last Samurai Standing right now. I've seen more mixed martial arts movies and old school samurai movies than I can count. It's a callback to that particular scene, paying homage. That's some of the stuff that he did. Like, and only you got to be really into it to know. Now, what's funny, can go ahead and bring this up because he quoted the Pope actually made up a verse.
He did. Now, this is from an account on X, but apparently outrage has broken out after Pope Leo appeared to quote Jesus using a passage that doesn't exist in the Bible. Jesus told us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, but woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political purposes." The first line is scripture, but the rest is not in the Bible actually at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Where's their outrage on this? Is there
well, then they're not going to be. Nope. They're not going to be. These people cannot shoot fish in a barrel, for they're so completely incompetent and stupid. Every single time they try to go at sec war, every time they fall on their face. And don't sit here and lecture people. At least they're reading the Bible, right? It's probably the first time some of these people that are criticizing this ever cracked open a Bible. Good for you. Maybe we should do this more often if that gets you acquainted with the word. Maybe that was a slick move by sec war. Who knows? But this is the thing with it. The hypocrisy is the only consistency. Our partners that'll bring you the program. It's the folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the nation. And every day we make choices that shape our nation's future, down even to our cell phone provider. And this, the thing with Patriot Mobile, it's not just a wireless provider. They also defend freedoms by funding the Christian conservative cause. They have top-tier service on all major U.S. networks, prioritize premium nationwide coverage on the same or better than big carriers. So you got fast speeds, 100% U.S.-based support, unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, everything that you would want from a top-tier carrier. Easy to switch. They have a U.S.-based customer service team that can activate you in minutes. If you want a new number and phone, you can get it. If you want to keep what you got, you can keep it. It's no hassle. And every bill funds the things you vote to protect. Make the switch today. Talk with your dollars. You really need to. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana. The number is 972-PATRIOT. And code Dana gets you a free month of service. PatriotMobile.com/Dana. Code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Most people would rather assemble a 300-piece cabinet than search for insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
So there's this piece I saw the Washington Examiner this morning, and it talks about the administration's clash with the Pope strikes deeper than other political feuds. Let's get something straight here. The folks at the Vatican disregarded actual, like, very, I say biblical in a way that I say constitutional when talking about our founding fathers. Does that make sense? Very biblical conservative people like Cardinal Robert Sarah, so that they could get an American lefty. That's what they ended up getting. And I feel like they specifically wanted an American so that they could try to use that as a way to show America divided. And they wanted a lefty because I think the Pope is promoting Chrislam. I think this is all organized. I think that you have the woke Reich that has been organized and sent out there to make it look like organic influencer nonsense to promote Chrislam. I feel like there are a bunch of, you know, the brand new Catholics. All of my Catholic friends that were born and raised Catholic or converted and been Catholic for a long time, they're horrified at all of this. I don't know anyone who has been long established or lifelong Catholic that is not horrified by the stuff that's been happening with that. And it's all these newbies, most of whom haven't even gone through their confirmation process or their classes that they go through. They haven't even gone through by their own admission. But they've been trying to promote this idea of Chrislam. I think it kind of also hits with the U.S. aid suspension. Now, the reason I bring this up and the reason I think it's going to get hotter is because of what the president, what just came out. So the Catholic Charities, this happened 2.5 weeks ago before Trump and the Pope's back and forth. HHS, Health and Human Services, they ended an $11 million contract with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Miami. Now, remember, I told you about Catholic Charities down in McAllen, Texas. I was down there, literally in their building, and I watched them with my own eyes, and I took photos, which I had published, of illegal aliens coming in. They give them clothes and all this stuff. They buy them bus tickets, and they send them on up into the interior. And they got enraged at me when I asked, this was a few years ago, the person who was running it, I can't remember the nun's name, she was really angry at me when I asked her if any of these people, does she expect them to come back for their date with their immigration judge? And then they all started arguing with me, and it got so heated, Ted Cruz, who was there, had to step in and break it up because we were stepping too. It was that heated. A true story. Because I wanted to see what was going on. I wanted to see what was happening. And some of the woke Reich today were accusing me of like whatever, I don't know what. But I went down there to see how bad it was. And it was worse than I had ever anticipated in terms of how deeply entrenched that organization was in facilitating the dispersal of illegal aliens throughout the interior of the United States. And they got a ton of money to do it. You guys remember how much USAID money, USAID money that Catholic Charities was receiving to do this. So today it came out that HHS ended this $11 million contract, and that's annually, by the way. And that's one Catholic Charities. They cited the drop in unaccompanied minors. So here's the thing. The reason that it was ended, and this actually was 2.5 weeks ago, so before his back and forth with the Pope, and I'll come back to that in a moment, because they're trying to argue that it was Trump's back and forth with the Pope that got him mad and made him end this. And that's absolutely a flat out lie. This was already something that had been proposed actually months ago and went into effect 2.5 weeks ago. So it has nothing to do with current events. And the reason, by the way, that it was happening is because the border is closed. So you have a drop in what they call these unaccompanied minors. Although I will say the Catholic Charities in McAllen, they weren't just dealing with kids. They were dealing with a lot of young men. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. I was literally in there watching people pick up clothes, and there were only two children and one woman that was in there at the time. Everybody else was young men. So they're saying that the reason why is because there's fewer people coming across the border. Thus, there is a fewer need for this organization to receive the money that they were receiving like under Obama Biden. Now that makes sense. Kane, does that not make sense?
Yeah, makes sense?
So now they're mad and they're saying it's because Trump hates Catholics and it's because he's petty and got his feelings hurt and he's hitting back at the Pope. When again, to remind you, this was a proposal that was actually a couple of months ago and it didn't go in and it went into effect 2.5 weeks ago. So it has nothing to do with current events. This is about them further restricting the hemorrhaging to all these NGOs that were completely unaccounted for. Now, you'll remember what I told you yesterday. One of the biggest proponents of the dispersion of illegal immigrants throughout the United States has been Catholic Charities. That is not me going after a denomination. That is me telling you what God's honest fact is. And I would be doing an ungodly, sinful thing by lying to you about that and omitting it. Millions of dollars they received in USAID funding. And they had tunnels that went from Mexico in Texas to right near where one of their facilities were. How do I know that? Because James O'Keefe literally walked it on video. I saw the documentary when he brought it to Dallas. So that's how we know that. It makes me think that a lot of this manufactured fight with Trump has to do with the USAID cut. Because if you remember, there were millions that were being cut everywhere, including that. And that was after members of the administration did a breakdown and they saw how much money, taxpayer dollars, was being used to send illegal aliens all through the United States. You do realize that there is a paper trail showing that some of the more violent ones have actually come into the further into the United States through these means. That's an inarguable God's honest fact. So there is a real effort to hide the real reason why they're so angry. They're trying to act like it's because he's blasphemous. And then whenever he says something where he disagrees with the Pope, he's accused of attacking all Catholics, which is kind of what terrorists do. They hide behind everybody when really you're going after, like, you know, the terrorist and not all these other people that are there. You know what I mean? So, oh no, I'm not comparing them to terrorists. I'm talking about the tactics for the people who read with pictures. So a lot of people have been really trying to make this a thing between Trump and the Catholics. It doesn't help that the Pope gets out there and says the stuff that he does. You know, he's been scrubbed. You know, he scrubbed his timeline. He did. He scrubbed his timeline. And that's kind of a big deal. There's a lot of stuff out there that he was tweeting stuff about open borders and about amnesty. And he had gone after POTUS a couple of times. There's screenshots of them that exist. He retweeted a bunch of stuff saying, quote, "I stand with dreamers and all people who are working towards an immigration system that is fair, just, and moral. Hashtag defend DACA." He retweeted things like, "We must work hard to end racism, and may God give comfort to the family of George Floyd in this time of anguish." This is stuff that he retweeted. Like, actually, he retweeted that one twice. So he retweeted it once on one date, undid it, and retweeted it again, because there's two different timestamps for screenshots. And also, people went and found these tweets still and took screenshots. There's multiple screenshots of these. He didn't start scrubbing them until after he won the vote. He also had retweeted things and posted things about cowardice against, if you're against open borders, basically you're a coward, things like that. He was really scrubbing a lot of this. So this all exists out there. All of this, that was all on his actual original account. He is a hardcore leftist. POTUS even tweeted, and the guy who assembled these, I actually know in real life. I met him when we did when we were up there fighting the recall effort. This is some time ago with Scott Walker in Wisconsin. His name is King Koa the Great. He had a huge thread where he was talking about and had screenshots of all of the other tweets. He went after POTUS repeatedly. He said that there was nothing Christian or American about POTUS's immigration policies. The day that he was elected Pope, that's when everything got scrubbed. He criticized Vance. He promoted COVID hardcore. He hardcore promoted gun control. He tweeted tons of stuff about George Floyd. And then they started scrubbing it, and then they deleted the entire account after he became Pope. So leading up to the election for him to be Pope, that day they were scrubbing it. And then when he became Pope, they deleted it. Like, he was still hanging on, like he still might need that account, but then if he wasn't Pope, but then he became Pope. So he is a far lefty. Now it makes more sense, doesn't it? It makes a lot more sense when you see this stuff. And he's really been going at POTUS. And immigration is a big part of it. But I noticed too, and I had this on my timeline, he says things like, oh, well, you know, we should perhaps be a little less fearful of Islam. He said that the other day when he was in Algiers and he was talking about, remember when he went and laid the wreath, etc., when he did all of that? That's a big deal. But he had also made speeches where he was saying that people were being bigoted. Like, for instance, he said Muslim migrants should be allowed to stay in Europe and coexist with Christians. I think we have this. And he goes, we all need to work together. Play this. Yeah.
I know that in Europe there are many times fears that are present, but oftentimes generated by people who are against immigration and trying to keep out people who may be from another country, another religion, another race.
That's not what it's about.
And in that sense, I would say that we all need to work together. One of the values of this trip is precisely to raise the world's attention to the possibility that dialogue and friendship between Muslims and Christians is possible. I think one of the great lessons that Lebanon can teach to the world is
precisely... So, let me ask this. Has he demanded with equal vociferousness that Islamists stop killing Christians in Syria?
Nope.
And parts of Africa and elsewhere? Has he called for Muslims to live peacefully with Christians in Muslim-majority countries? Why is it always a demand of Christians, but never of Muslims? The folks who won't make the program possible, it's our friends at Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free way to alleviate the aches and pains that keep you down and limit your mobility and your freedom. And they do this with a number of key ingredients, including turmeric and resveratrol and omega-3s. Turmeric supports a healthy inflammatory response that eases that everyday stiffness. Resveratrol promotes circulation and cellular health for lasting mobility. The omega-3s, that's all about nurturing joint flexibility and promoting overall wellness. It's not about masking pain. This is about helping your body heal and then move comfortably again. Over a million Americans have found relief from this. My husband's one of them. He had knee pain from old sports injuries. And this is all about helping you recover that mobility and freedom and get over the aches and inflammation. They give you the opportunity at Relief Factor to live pain-free, get back to the life you love with their three-week quick start. It's ready to go right now. Just call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Most people would rather assemble a 300-piece cabinet than search for insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
Listen to this story from the BBC, will you? So they're reporting that a shadow industry of law firms and advisors is charging thousands of dollars, pounds, because it's Britain, to help those illegal migrants pretend to be gay in order to stay in the UK. That's actually gay in the UK. That's actually what they're doing. I can't believe the BBC is doing this investigation, but they are. They said that what happens is these illegal immigrants or these people who are usually North African, whatever, migrants whose visas are due to run out, they're given fake cover stories and they're told how to obtain fabricated evidence, including like letters, photographs, medical reports, and then apply for asylum claiming to be gay and in fear for their lives if they return to Pakistan or Bangladesh. So Britain's Home Office said, anyone found trying to exploit the system will face the full force of law. Well, we don't believe you. If you were gay in Britain, you would be offered protection because you couldn't go back to where your home country where you can't be gay. How? Okay. Oh, man, I'm full of inappropriate comments right now. So if I was in Britain's Home Office and I was interviewing Kane, mm-hmm. one of these migrants whose visa was set to expire, I would tell them, prove it. Bang that dude right there.
Come on. I did not expect you to say that.
I would say, prove it. That's what I would say. I can say that.
Not on air,
I didn't on air, but you know what I mean. That's what I would say. I'd be like, prove it. And then I'd sit back with my team of law enforcement and I'd make him, I'd be like, do it. I double dog dare you. Proved that you're gay right here. So I don't think that that's what they're going to do. They're probably going to just issue a strongly worded letter, Kane.
Seems to be the pattern.
Yes, that seems to be the pattern. The other really fun thing with Britain is they had this, it was the, in London, it was London's Institute of Economic Affairs, Kane. Pinky's out. Their Institute of Economic Affairs. And so they asked Britons where the United Kingdom ranks versus US states in income per person. And the average answer was 7th. They believe they are wealthier than 43 states. The reality, you know what the reality is? They're behind everybody, even Mississippi. The Brits actually thought they were wealthier than everyone except for New Yorkers in the United States. No, they're literally below Arkansas and below Mississippi in terms of income per person. That is actually where they rank. So, yeah. They said that 27% of people were shocked and surprised. The majority of them were shocked and concerned that they actually, and the whole purpose of this was to spark reform. They literally thought that they were richer than everyone. They thought that they came in right behind like New York and California and all of that. At least they thought they came in behind Texans, but no, no, no. And they were like just deucing all over Mississippi and Alabama. But look at that. Mississippi's GDP per capita is far above that of the United Kingdom's. The UK is actually poorer than the poorest United States state. Can you imagine that? They said that Mississippi has higher purchasing power in a lower tax environment. Remember that, people in the South, the next time British people try to get all snotty with you. Just remember, even the poorest state in the Union has a greater income per person than the UK. Oh, by the way, and France and Spain also, it applies to them. Pinkies out. It's true. You know that, right? They Financial Times in 23, they did the same thing. Talking to the French, they did the same thing with France and with Spain, right? Viva la socialism! But, you know, and they're actually behind the poorest states in the Union also. So, wait a minute, you mean that they believe this lie that they're richer and better than everybody else? Yes. And it's a lie? Mm-hmm. Look, I shouldn't take any kind of joy in that, Kane. I should not engage in the schadenfreude or the overwhelming satisfaction that comes from seeing a complete ridiculous narrative just obliterated to the point of embarrassment on the party that promoted it, right? I really shouldn't.
I really think schadenfreude is built for this exact thing.
I know, but I'm trying to be a good person, and I'm trying to go by scripture, and you're making it really, really hard for me, you absolute demon.
My apologies.
I mean, it's very difficult, you know, to resist. You're trying not to celebrate their misfortune, even though they were incredibly snotty about it. And believe me, wholeheartedly deserve all the scorn that comes their way from believing that they were in any way better than even our poorest county and our poorest state in the United States. But, you know, here we are. Can you imagine? Just saying. So remember that. Cheerio. All right. So, we got some other things we got to get into. The FAA is going to investigate an incident after two pilots were heard meowing and woofing. This is cut 26.
Oh, my.
I hope none of y'all were on this flight.
Meowing and woofing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Meow, meow. Flight meow, meow. Can you meow, meow, play cut 26? Meow, meow.
Meow. Meow.
You guys, you need to be professional pilots.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is why you're still flying RJ.
Meow. Meow, meow.
It was funny the first 5 minutes. Pretty big Ritalin dose you missed.
Yeah, they're going to be in trouble now for that. Maybe it was, what's that puppet's name from the Mr. Rogers show? Daniel Lyon.
Yes.
It's meow, meow, Daniel Lyon, meow, meow, flying the plane. Apparently, they violated regulations prohibiting non-essential communication below 10,000 feet. So wait, you can be like shenanigans, but only under 10,000 feet.
Yes. And you heard him saying there, it's like, that's why you're flying an RJ. which is a regional jet. They're the smaller, like pound jumpers.
Oh, I wondered what that meant. Okay.
And, yeah, just the smaller airline, smaller commercial aircraft.
So. And then the guy responded, meow, meow.
Right.
Oh, man. So, NBC4 says they're investigating. They're going to be looking at it. What is there to investigate? We're investigating the meowing that we heard. Yeah, they meowed. There's your investigation. It's still apparently unclear regional jet. I don't know where that came out of, but it was like at DCA. They were coming into DCA. So it's not one, but both. They said that they're trying to figure out who was going back and forth with it. What was that, Steve?
I guess I'm not flying for a while.
What if that was your meow, 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 meow? What happens if the plane's, in trouble? Meow! How does that work?
Have we had enough tragedies at DCA in the last 2 years? We don't need any more of this.
Right?
I mean, yeah. That's
I want more confidence in my pilot. When I hear the guy on the, when he comes over the intercoms, this is your captain speaking. And I want to hear a confident guy telling me exactly what the agenda is for this trip.
Yeah.
I don't need any of that stuff.
Someone said, yeah, they were just, it was a momentary joke. Sometimes levity reduces tension. They said that usually the people in aviation are pretty much buttoned up 105% of the time. I have a friend of mine whose dad is is now retired, flew for American Airlines and was one of the top pilots. They did the water cannon, the last flight that he had. He's everybody, gives him deference and all that. And it was interesting because he was also a retired Air Force pilot. But when that cabin door shuts, actually, we're having this conversation last night. When that cabin door shuts, they're entirely focused, point A to B at that point. That's it. You're entirely focused on that point. And is there really that much stress with a regional? I don't know. Regional jet? I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know the whole aviation, reality of reality show of aviation, but still, I really think that maybe they shouldn't. Yeah, Steve goes, those dudes are not getting promoted. That's for sure. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Okay, let me throw this out here. We haven't discussed this yet, but it's on the plate to get discussed here at some point. I've been reading a lot about this. This is Cut 29. What is happening to these scientists that are involved in nuclear materials and aerospace? I'm trying not, don't ground me. I'm trying not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, like my mother. I'm trying not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but this is weird. Cut 29.
There are now 10 American scientists who have either gone missing or died since mid-2024. They all reportedly had access to classified nuclear or aerospace material. Is anybody investigating this to see if these things are connected?
I've seen the report, Peter. I haven't spoken to our relevant agencies about it. I will certainly do that and we'll get you an answer. If true, of course, that's definitely something I think this government and administration would deem worth looking into. So let me do that for you.
Ooh, so you think it's nefarious, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. People from nuclear contractors to UFO, not just conspiracy theorists, but people that have actually worked on government UFO projects. We have 10 now, and they're all in general areas of the Southwest of the country. Not all of them, but most of them. This last one, I think the nuclear contractor was out of New Mexico, for example. So, yeah, I think that there is something that could be nefarious about this.
That's really sketch. I don't like our scientists. What if it's aliens kidnapping them? I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, I'm open to anything at this point. That is weird, though. I if you work in that profession, are you just kind of looking over your shoulder if you're...
Well, now you are.
Yeah.
Now you are. I haven't heard of anybody in the UFO community or the nuclear programs or any of that just getting kidnapped, at least especially 10 different people.
Because they haven't found where any of these people are. They're just gone. They're just missing. Just saying. I don't know. We're going to come back to that here soon. I'm still reading up on it. I don't like to go to air with stuff that I, unless I comb over everything. You guys know how it is. The folks at Chapter, they want to make everything with Medicare less confusing because it is ridiculous. Like hearing, you know, my folks talk about it, basically you have to go to the government website or some rando insurance agent and then surprise, your plan doesn't at all cover what you actually need. Medicare is purposefully confusing. And that confusion is exactly how people end up in the wrong plan. And they're undercovered, but overpaying. So you need to find somebody truly on your side. That's what Chapter does. They exist to cut through all of the confusion. They're not going to sell you on a couple of companies. They're the only advisor out there that's comparing every Medicare plan across the nation to find out what actually fits your doctors and prescriptions and budget. They're an honest translator for this. They explain all of your options in plain English. They help you avoid plans that are great for insurance company profits but horrible for you. And people who work with Chapter save about $1,100 a year on healthcare costs just because they got on the right plan. It is free and fast to talk to Chapter and in under 20 minutes. They can review your current coverage or walk you through your choices if you're about to enroll. So whether you're already on Medicare or getting close, they'll answer any question you have, explain the enrollment, and help you feel confident instead of overwhelmed. This is the route you should take. If you're on Medicare or considering it, or rather getting there, take control of your Medicare and dial #250 on your phone. Say the words, My Medicare. #250, say the words, My Medicare, and get your options reviewed by Chapter today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Most people would rather remove a nest of irate hornets than search for auto and home insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. I think I'll wait inside.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, this story, I read this last night before I went to bed, which was bad for Dana, because now I'm obsessed with it. This is crazy. So this gas station attendant literally saved a trafficked 16-year-old girl. It was in Michigan. So in a gas station, it was about 7 a.m., this guy kidnapped a 16-year-old girl at gunpoint while she was waiting for her school bus. 30 minutes later, he brought her to a Sunoco gas station where he was getting cigarettes, and he told the terrified teen to pay for them. And so the guy who is at the, I can't say his name, is Abdul Barabara. Anyway, he's an awesome dude because he saw this chick and she looked at him and mouthed the words, help. She said, help. But she didn't verbalize it. And he immediately came out from behind the protective glass, confronted the guy, shoved her behind him, told her to get behind him, and then ordered him out of the store. And then at that point, the girl's friends had been tracking what happened. They had already called 911. The cops rushed the gas station. But this guy, because it was minutes, this guy literally probably saved her from being taken somewhere else by this guy. He is an absolute hero. Give him a key to whatever city they live in, because he actually like challenged the guy, just rushed him, pushing the girl behind him. That's an absolute hero. That's a man. That's awesome. Now, here's something interesting. So the ATF did confirm that the bullet that killed our friend Charlie Kirk, that they said the 30 caliber glass or 30 caliber class fragment was consistent with his Mauser 98. It was deformed, so they had trouble making a definitive match. But they did basically, you know, layman's terms, a lot of forensics. Everybody who said it wouldn't, you know, that 30 caliber, they disagreed. ATF disagreed. They said that they used this, they used every tool and they matched it. So end of that speculation, Gal Sharpton. Democrats filed impeachment articles against Hegseth. They're already talking about filing them again against POTUS. California is providing free sex change operations to illegals. We'll talk. Stick with us. All right, so let's be honest here. Shaving is not self-care. It's just something you got to get done. And who has time for products that overpromise and underdeliver? So when you find something that's high quality and easy, something you can just order online, we pay attention to that, right? So that's why I like Flamingo, because Flamingo, it was created by women who wanted a better option, so they get it. There's no overpricing, no overcomplicating it. It's just a good razor that works. I mean, the handle feels right in your hand. The shave is smooth. There's no pink tax, and it's very simple. The starter set has literally everything that you need. It has the razor, the five-blade cartridge, the foaming shave gel, and even a shower holder. Done. So you order it online, it shows up, and you're set. And for a limited time, get Flamingo's starter set for just $7 at shopflamingo.com/Dana. Now, this set includes the Flamingo Original Razor, one five-blade cartridge, and a one-ounce foaming shave gel, and you also have a shower holder. So head to shopflamingo.com/Dana and claim that offer. And after you purchase, please tell them I sent you.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Most people would rather remove a nest of irate hornets than search for auto and home insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. I think I'll wait inside.
And make sure you go check out the Substack as well, and Chapter and Verse. Lots of good stuff that goes out there on the rig. And you can read Lorraine's latest piece. It gets into all of the battle for the soul of the right and why Catholicism is being so targeted and really by this, and you're seeing it more and more and more. Let's see. So a few things to get into. Some of these headlines that you guys are putting in Slack are so bad, especially the ones. Is this the UK? Did they do this in the UK? This is a Guardian piece. If you hate body odor, you're more likely to have right-wing views, is a headline from The Guardian. That is because most, like, far lefties smell like they took roadkill and used it to wipe their underarm area. And that's what it is. You know, that's what Tom's of Maine is, right? It's just ground-up roadkill, solidified into a stick, packaged and sold at Whole Foods. It's sold there. You know that. It's in their potions aisle. You go there and you get your weird, you know, dead animal. It is true. Why is that if you have right-wing views, you hate body odor? It's because most of these hardcore lefties are smelly. Yeah. I mean, that's not anecdotal. I've lived that life. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
I hate body odor.
Smelt it.
Because I don't like body odor.
Yeah, because you don't like dirty hippies. You don't like dirty, bad, right. Commie hippies. Literally, that's why. You just don't like people being dirty. We invented a number of things as a people. Soap, deodorant as a species. We invented these things. The house, which is why I don't like camping, because we invented the house, you know?
Same. We invented the tent, too.
Huh? That's not a house. There's no electricity in there, unless you're glamping, you know? I'm not going to lie and pretend. I love being outdoors. Love doing all that. I'll go hunt. I'll go... You know, if you might be able to even convince me to go glorified walking, a.k.a. hiking. But I ain't pretending that I'm homeless. I'm not cosplaying. You know, I can get back to nature and then I can go back to like a warm shower. You know what I mean? And not having to use the bathroom basically in a shed built over a cave where probably monsters live and they gobble up everybody's waste. That's how that works. We all know that out there. It's true, Kane, you know. And by the way, that's where serial killers, I don't know if you knew this, but when you get people under the age of 25 that all go camping together, like three or more, Jason spawns.
Yeah, I've seen those
movies. He just spawns out in the forest like a video game baddie. Just spawns out. There's a spawn point that's triggered when three or more under 25s go out camp, science. Go out camp and pretend they're homeless. That's science, a real, real thing that occurs. It does, though. It occurs in nature. So I'm just saying. You know, I'm going to have a piece coming up about that, well, now deceased Virginia lawmaker. Just as very interesting, this Virginia lawmaker, his poor family. I feel so bad for him. Shoots himself, kills his wife. His son had to call 911. And he was a red flag guy law. He was the breaking, by the way, the tiebreaker as lieutenant governor to pass red flag in Virginia. He was a big time universal background check. He actually promoted legitimate confiscation. And then it's always the predators. You know, there's a history of Moms Demand and all these Bloomberg groups, you know, palling up with people like Eric Swalwell and all of these actual predators. They have a documented history of doing this. It's incredibly unfortunate. But we're going to have a piece up about that soon here over at Substack. In the meantime, Kane, it's today in stupidity time.
Nail one down. There's so much stupidity here.
Are you just drowning in blessings over there?
Yeah, actually. you know what? Let's go ahead and do Rosie O'Donnell here. Do we have time to do
you
Rosie?
You love her. She's your best friend.
Cut 23. All right, let's do that here. She's speaking out on the Swalwell scandal. She lands on not that Swalwell's bad, but that all men are just bad. Yeah, let's hear
now,
this.
Can we talk a little bit about Eric Swalwell?
Okay, do it.
Keep going.
Keep talking.
I know that guy.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
In the what kind of way? He's like spoke to him on the phone a couple times. Donated money to him, I believe.
Yeah.
Talked about him in some public appearances years ago about how I believed in him.
And get it.
His cute little family and two kids. And
come on.
Oh, my gosh, get to it.
Standing up to all
get
those
to
people
it,
and he,
heavens.
You know, berates them for their moralist
she
behavior.
She says that she blames all men for it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then all this comes out.
I'm yeah, she surprised. Blamed all the men for it later
it's
on. But she takes so long. She takes so long to get to it.
And
I'd rather watch paint dry. I'd rather watch roadkill decay. All right, folks, that's pretty specific. That does it for us today. Have a great rest of your evening. I'll be back behind the mic with you to finish out the week tomorrow.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.